So, all right, if you belong to a gym or a yoga place, I don't know if you're a yoga studio, I don't know if you have this issue, but I guess according to this report, it's going on in clubs and studios around the country right now. It's a thing about cell phones and cameras. A story here from the Wall Street Journal. Gym goers fed up with all the cameras. Says here, taking out a device during a workout used to be met with side eye from nearly everyone in the room. Now more people are using their phones in yoga studios, in workout classes, and at the squat rack. A yoga instructor in New York says students have come to her upset that they were in the background of someone's video or got distracted by someone else's screen. Much like wearing swimsuits to the beach, we show up in spandex, assuming we won't end up being recorded for the world to see. When she posted her she posted a no phone notice on TikTok in March, this woman did, who has this yoga studio. The video received more than 780,000 views. Most commenters were appreciative of the rule, but some defended their right to film. They said, hey, I like to do this. I like to film this and put this up on my social media of me working out, and I like to see myself working out. I like to watch.
Nobody wants to watch that. Trust me. You are the only one that wants to watch that. Nobody else wants to see that.
It says here, many chains such as 24-Hour Fitness prohibit filming of other people without their consent. They don't.
I'm filming during the downward dog. Yeah,
it's not them intentionally filming other people, but people are in the shots, I guess, when they're filming themselves, and they're not happy with. I don't know how these people know that they're in the shots. I guess because it winds up on social media, and they don't like that. And
you tried some yoga once, didn't you?
I think I did it. Yeah, I think it was twice.
Twice?
I went back a second time because I couldn't believe how difficult it was the first time. I was like, I have to do better. And I didn't. That was the hardest thing I've ever done.
I want to try it. I need more flexibility in my life.
Yeah.
Well, in my body.
Be ready, because it's painful. The first time for people our age.
Oh, I bet.
First time you do it, it is not easy. Rain today, a high of 55. I don't know. I don't remember if it even was hot yoga. I just remember I was pulling things everywhere.
Most people if we're like stretching out or doing something, and you know, it's like, that's as far down as you can go. I'm like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh man, you could benefit from some yoga.
Oh, I'm sure. But after that, those first two, and I had really...
Was it hot yoga or just normal yoga?
I think it was normal yoga. And I was lucky. I was fortunate, too, because the woman who was running the studio, as it turns out, she was a listener. Hmm. And so she took pity on me, and she helped me. She stayed with me throughout, like, the whole thing. Okay, I didn't hydrate enough beginning going into it. I didn't realize how important that is. And
were you in shorts and a tank top, or what were you doing?
I just remember the sweating. Spasms. Well, the sweat, I remember the spasms, the pulling things and just the pain I was in and trying to hold the positions. Not easy.
See, my body, I don't think, is built really for, like, taking a beating or a pound, you know, like, a constant, you know, running and things like that. That I'm not, but stretching and that kind of stuff, a little low impact would be good for me.
Yeah, I guess. I'm sure it would. I saw bodies, all different kinds of bodies, you know, ones that you would think, well, this would be difficult, and they did great, and I couldn't. And I associated runners' bodies maybe more with yoga-ing and doing well with yoga, but that wasn't the case, at least the day I was in there. Hey, I got a just got a text from Christine. Let's do yoga. Oh, yeah. I should. I did
yoga
like
yoga on a kayak. I've seen yoga on a paddleboard before. Now that looks tough. Yeah. When you're doing one of those positions on a paddleboard and trying to keep your balance.
Well, I see people doing that on Lake Whatcom and doing that yoga thing. The music, I like the music. It's like the yoga music is really good, but. It was difficult for me. I should do it. I would like to work on those kinds of things. Brad, here's a text from Carmen, who listens to us out on the Olympic Peninsula, about the story here regarding this controversy about people recording themselves in gyms and other people who happen to be walking by being on the recordings, not being happy about it. So some gyms and yoga studios now have policies where they don't want any cameras in there at all. I want to comment about Brad's comment about nobody wanting to watch people work out. When you post those things up on social media, nobody wants to see you work out. Hey, my son's an ex-Marine. And he is a YouTuber, and he posts these things up. I guess his videos are working out.
Well, nobody wants to see me working out.
He's a bodybuilder, and he's made enough money from these people watching him on YouTube to buy a big truck.
Wow.
He's now moving to Bellingham to live after taking a few months off and traveling to Switzerland and Canada to go snowboarding because he loves to snowboard. He's making a really nice living traveling around to different gyms and working out, and then I guess he posts his videos up on YouTube, and enough people watch these things, he makes a living off
of it. Well, I bet people probably do like watching him work out. They just wouldn't get any interest in watching me work out.
But that brings up an interesting question.
Yeah. Do you make money off of videos somehow? If you make some kind of income off of posting videos, what is it? Brad and John at KISM.com.